The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Hey!
Chad Olson Show.
News that we are following right now regarding a Supreme threat. Reports of a man arrested threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his Maryland home. This is what we know right now. An armed man was arrested near the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh this morning. That is from law enforcement sources confirming to Fox News. The suspect was carrying a gun and a knife when arrested and had made violent threats against Kavanaugh. The man's name is being withheld at this time, but sources say he is in his 20s and was picked up on a nearby street. He did not get to the Kavanaugh home. U.S. Marshals and the Montgomery County Police Department are handling the investigation. This really comes on the heels of, if we remember last month, where people were going to Republican justices' homes and really protesting outside of that ahead of a possible Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade. And now today there was one ruling and one ruling only. It did not have to do with Roe v. Wade. So we continue to wait for that, as last month Politico did report there that Roe v. Wade would be overturned. And so now we wait for that. But now you're seeing threats being made against these justices now.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Well, there you hear it right there, ladies and gentlemen. As we come to airtime today, breaking news, an assassin. There's no other word that needs to be applied to this situation. This is a would-be assassin bent on killing Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, arrested just in the vicinity of his Maryland home, found in possession of weapons, a gun and a knife, and having made credible threats against the life of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Apparently in his mid-20s, he traveled from California to Maryland in order to carry out this plot, desiring apparently to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh in retaliation for what they see as the overturning of Roe versus Wade. It's no threat to abortion, right? If you even dig down into this, this is not to divert away from the just the lunacy that this represents, but there's stupidity in this as well, because nothing has been done whatsoever to abortion rights and abortion on demand in the United States. If a state wants to have abortion, they can. The nullification of Roe v. Wade simply turns the issue back to the states to decide, rather than having a federal court interjected and interspersed into that decision-making process. This is how stupid these public school morons are. This 20-some-year-old idiot, crazy person showing up in Maryland all the way from California with a gun and a knife, bent on killing Justice Brett Kavanaugh in retaliation, overturning the Roe versus Wade verdict. We don't even know that that's going to be the outcome. After the leaking of that decision, and I maintain, and I told you the day after it happened, I believe the fingerprints of this are going to lead directly back to Ketanji Brown Jackson and whoever's clerking for her in this new woke modality version of Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominations. And let's never, ever forget what this is. Say somebody actually succeeded in knocking off one of the conservative justices on the court. Guess who gets to nominate the replacement? There's no possible loss for the leftist lunatics in this scenario. If they succeed in killing one of these conservative justices, Joe Biden gets to nominate the replacement. Hell, why not just knock off three or four or five of them, and then you could just replace it. Then you don't have to stack the court. You don't have to expand the number of justices, as FDR threatened to do and Joe Biden has threatened to do, and Democrats were promising they were going to do prior to the 2020 election. You don't have to do any of that. You just assassinate the ones you don't like, and then you can replace them with your flavor of woke idiot modality. We are a third world nation. America is a banana. Let's be honest about this. We are under single party banana republic rule in the United States. This is no different than governments in Venezuela, government in Colombia. We are ruled by a cartel and a cabal. And if they don't like something you do, these idiots are going to come and kill you on the basis of what it is that you do. This is the ultimate permutation of cancel culture. It simply reached its latest metastases and metamorphosis in this process. Is an assassination the ultimate form of cancel culture? Well, of course it is. Gunman, breaking news, gunman showing up in the vicinity of Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home, traveling all the way from California with a gun and a knife, threatening to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh and or members of his immediate family. Let's listen to the rest of this live report. The lunacy doesn't end here. We have a firebombing at a pro-life clinic that we'll tell you about, and then an interruption at a Houston church, Joel Osteen's church in Houston, Texas. SJW feminist idiots showing up at the Sunday service, stripping down to their panties in the middle of the service, chanting, "My body, my choice." We'll get to all of this as the lunatic left unsheathes thoroughly in the run-up to the 2022 midterm elections. And isn't it very clear? On the one hand, they want to run on the ability to kill children even after they're born via abortion or infanticide. And on the other, they're going to run on the abolition of your gun rights and end of the Second Amendment because, oh, the poor children are being killed. Apparently, if you kill a child with a scalpel and forceps and a suction curettage device inside the womb, well, that's perfectly okay. But if you kill them with a gun, that's something entirely different. And these two issues are going to make the hallmark. These are the issues that the Democrats are going to run on because, well, certainly they can't run on $10 gasoline and formula shortages from coast to coast. Here's the rest of this live report. Attempted assassination of Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
For their lives here. So it is getting very, very seriously, and we will see if there is going to be more protection for these justices outside the homes, because if you remember last month, we saw the video of protesters getting right up close to the homes there of these Republican justices. So we will wait and try to get more information.
Stop it there. Yes, they got right up next to the homes in those protests, and not a single thing was said. Not a word of condemnation from the White House. Not a word of condemnation from Nancy Pelosi or Chuckie Schumer. They encouraged this. They allowed it. And now it comes to fullest flame and fullest permutation in this attempted assassination. Don't gloss this over for what it is. You drive all the way from California. You're not leaving a goodie basket on the porch. You drive from California to Maryland with a gun and a knife. This is an assassin. He was simply interrupted in the act. He was detained and taken into custody. All we know at this point is it is a man in his mid-20s, drove from California to Maryland with the intent to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his Maryland home.
For you, but just wanted to follow that big breaking news as well as Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh threatened for his life there. U.S. Marshals were able to arrest a man near the home of Kavanaugh with a gun and a knife, wanted to kill this justice. All right.
And the man described as being from California in his mid-20s, taken into custody by police. told officers openly he wanted to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That according to people familiar with this very early investigation. Now, he apparently did not make it onto Kavanaugh's property in Montgomery County, but was stopped at a nearby street and found to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools as well. So he was going to break into the home, lie in wait, do whatever was necessary. But it can only be called an assassination attempt on the life of Brett Kavanaugh, as the left has come thoroughly unhinged at the prospect of the overturning of Roe versus Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion on demand in the United States, resulting in 68 million dead children in the interim since 1973. Meantime, in Houston, Texas, Joel Osteen's church, feminist idiots coming in, SJW idiots coming into the service, and in the middle of this, for purposes of viral video, they strip down to their panties, strip down to their thong underwear in the middle of the service, chanting profanities in the middle of the church service at Joel Osteen's church. We're going to play the entirety of the clip. Listen to what ensued at Joel Osteen's church in Houston, Texas.
I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same.
This is one of the things that Joel Osteen does at the start of every service as a congregation. And here we go.
It's my body, my choice! It's my body! Choice! Overturn! Go! Hell! God no. Is good! My body! My choice! I am who I say I am! I do what I say I can do because I have a choice! I have a choice! I have a choice!
Stop it right there. You hear how she interjects or intersperses some of what the chant or the congregational response was? The congregation does this in unison recitation at the start of every service there at Joel Osteen's church in Houston, Texas. Whoever the young lady is who's the ringleader of this despicable display, stripping down, they have their underwear on, they have bralette tops on and panties on their body, but they're stripping down in the middle of a church service and chanting, and she uses the F word right off the bat, censored obviously for radio purposes right here. But she interjects and incorporates a portion of the recitation and response on the part of the congregation into that. Can you roll that back, or we're not able to do that? Let's play the rest of it, and then we'll go back and revisit that portion where she incorporates a portion of the congregational recitation into the chant as they make this despicable protest, interrupting very rudely the services there at Joel Osteen's church. Now they're being escorted from the sanctuary to the applause and the cheers of the congregants there at Joel Osteen's church. You can't even imagine, you can't even believe the level of the absolute insanity that's being spurred. And obviously, these are going to be the issues. These are going to be the issues the Democrats run on in this 2022 midterm election. Can't run on the economy, can't run on foreign policy, can't run on educational success, can't run on anything that would actually be a benefit to the American people. There's nothing except sabotage and destruction and the burning down of a once great nation. And so they're going to run on the ability to kill children in the womb and possibly maybe three or four Supreme Court justice openings after they assassinate conservative justices and then replace them with the ones that they want. And wouldn't there be wild applause in the ranks of Antifa, BLM, and even your rank-and-file Democrats? Just assassinate your opponents. That's what cancel culture is, after all. What's the difference between stealing food out of the mouths of your political enemy by burning down their livelihood and actually going to their home and killing them outright? Scant little difference. That's the evil that lurks in the hearts of these demon creatures that we are fighting against for the future of humanity. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
I could be wrong. It hurts so bad. It's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home.
Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
News that we are following right now regarding a supreme threat. Reports of a man arrested threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his Maryland home. This is what we know right now. An armed man was arrested near the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh this morning. That is from law enforcement sources confirming to Fox News. The suspect was carrying a gun and a knife when arrested and had made violent threats against Kavanaugh. The man's name is being withheld at this time, but sources say he is in his 20s and was picked up on a nearby street. He did not get to the Kavanaugh home. U.S. Marshals and the Montgomery County Police Department are handling the investigation. This really comes on the heels of, if we remember last month, where people were going to Republican justices' homes.
January of 2020, you wrote an article titled COVID-19, born in North Carolina, sold to Wuhan Lab, optimized for pandemic spread. You wrote that in January of 2020.
Everything that we saw Donald Trump succeed at, they were desperate to derail, and they did it with COVID-19. I say it to my audience all the time, and I'm going to say it to yours. The virus is the election fraud. The virus is the election fraud.
Again, you wrote this article January 2020. You called it before anybody had imprinted it. You were banned. You were canceled. You were trashed. You were lied about. Google algorithm was changed because of Chad Olson. I mean, because yes. You nailed it, brother, and everybody knew it.
This was their Hail Mary for the end zone to try to get Donald Trump out of office. Can you imagine Joe Biden running around the country having to campaign against 2.8% unemployment and a GDP growth rate of 4.5%?
Yeah.
Absolutely an impossibility. The Chinese and the deep state collaborated, and they absolutely made it happen.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Congratulations to your National Eagle Award. You are most deserving. You are a very courageous man, and you are a hero.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.